Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and we're broadcasting from 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. With me today, I have a young lady, Sandy Pacino, from the Young at Heart group on Route 47, just south of Woodstock. Sandy's joining us today to tell us all about Young at Heart. Sandy, welcome to Around Town.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, how did Young at Heart get started?
Young at Heart got started 17 years ago by our founder and director, Dawn Kemper, and she was working and volunteering in a neighborhood shelter and saw what was happening to older dogs and cats that they were being passed over for adoption and being euthanized when the facility ran out of space, and thought she could make a difference. So she got a few like-minded people together and said, hey, we can do something about this. We can make a difference. And 17 years later, here we are. So some of those individuals that started with our director are still part of the organization, have been with us since day one, and we have grown with staff and volunteers since then. So we just celebrated our 17th birthday.
That's great. Well, some of those older dogs were situations that it was maybe the adult passed away and nobody wanted the animal. Is that correct?
Sometimes, yep. A guardian passes away and either there is no one to take the animal or family does not want or cannot take the animal, and then they find themselves homeless. And so then we will get contacted, and if we have space and can say yes, then, you know, open our arms and help them find their next forever.
Well, for a lot of folks who don't know where you're located, mm-hmm. If they see your facility, it's really pretty awesome when you look at it. It's all brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Did a great job. It's really, really done very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're on 47, north of 176, south of Route 14, right in the middle there, on the
west side.
West side. I was going to say get my directions. On the west side, yeah. And many people, when they drove by, it was being built in 2018. We opened in 2019. There were all sorts of guesses as to what we were and what was this? I mean, is this a senior living facility for humans? And it's a senior living facility for animals. So we had our grand opening in September of 2019, and of course, we all know what happened shortly into 2020. And so we had opened and we had big dreams of doing a lot of different things, and that was all put on hold. But we're back and full force now.
Well, you know, I received a mailing from Dawn Kemper, your founder and executive director. Mm-hmm. And it was a story about one of the animals, and I'm going to read this to the folks out there. Is there anything more beautiful than the big smile on a sweet Nova's face? When she first arrived to Young at Heart, she was far from happy. Upon rescue, it was immediately obvious that Nova was incredibly sick. The sweet old girl was miserable and desperately in need of help. We rushed Nova straight to the emergency vet. She was hospitalized, needing several liters of fluid drained from her abdomen. After running all sorts of tests, Nova was diagnosed with advanced heartworm disease. Left untreated for years, the heartworms had done incredible damage to her heart, causing heart failure and blood pressure issues. A senior dog with heartworm disease and heart failure is a tough diagnosis. Her cardiologist devised a plan to treat her heart failure first, then tackle the heartworms. It was a long shot, but if the plan worked, Nova would feel the best she had felt in years. 1 month in our care, and Nova's feeling almost like a pup again. A shy girl with a silly sense of humor, she makes us laugh every day with her husky antics. Her heart showed drastic improvement at her last exam, and her meds are allowing all the working items to be working beautifully to support her heart. Thankfully, she can start heartworm treatment soon. With generous support, Nova can finally live out her golden years in comfort, surrounded by love. Thank you for changing Nova's life for the better. I thought that was just an awesome mm-hmm. note to receive from your director.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is your mission, young lady?
So our mission is to provide senior dogs and cats with a safe haven to ensure they live with comfort, compassion, and companionship in their golden years. It's a passion that's and a mission that's shared by all of our staff, all of our volunteers, our adopters. It's on all of our printed material, and we're so fortunate that we have so many people that support it, support the mission, and are helping us grow and help dogs like Nova that probably normally wouldn't have stood a chance had she stayed where she was, but now she is, she's doing so fantastic. So,
I've heard a lot of things about
reading that.
Well, you're quite welcome. A lot of people have asked about what those buildings are because they're brand new. They don't know what it is. And I thought you might want to tell the folks about how you design the interior of these buildings to replicate living quarters from a normal home.
Mm-hmm. So our engineering team was led by our architect, Matt Jans. And it was he and our directors and the engineering team that designed it to look like a home. So you walk in and it's living room-like rooms that the dogs live in. So they lounge on couches and chairs. And the littler dogs actually have tiny couches and chairs, bigger couches for the volunteers to lounge on. And so that was the design of Dawn, I think, from the very beginning, knowing what she wanted the future shelter sanctuary to look like. It was always her dream, and it was put into design, and that's what it is. The kitties as well, it's an open facility, so there are no, the kitties, the cats and dogs don't live in cages, so they have an open area to outside access to our catios, so they're enclosed, so they're safe, but they can be indoor, outdoor. He also designed our isolation area, so on the way to the radio show today, I actually did a rescue ride for one dog and two cats, and right now they are safely tucked into our isolation area designed by Matt, and it's an area for animals to come when they're first brought in. Maybe we don't know their background. They could have a communicable disease or something, and this is where they can be with their own area separate and apart from the rest of the building. It has separate airflow, separate kitchen and laundry and grooming so that they can be cared for until our vet gives them clearance, and then they can be introduced up into the rest of the rooms. And so that's an area of the building as well. The building that most people see, though, from 47, they see the back of it, is our vet suite. And so we are right now, while we're not officially open, we are doing work in there, getting it ready. Hopefully in a couple of weeks, the first procedures can be done. But it's been a dream of Dawn's and of Young at Heart to have our own on-site vet clinic. So that's the building people see when they drive by. And then we'll be able to treat all of our animals in-house, from some dentals to spay and neuters and everything in between. So those are the buildings, and the design was by Matt Jans, and we're forever grateful for him for his design and expertise, and it's going great.
So the next question is, how did you pay for all that?
Well, we've been a rescue for since 2005 and have done so many events. That's part of one of my jobs is working with events. And every $1, $5, $10 donation that's been saved over the years. We've gotten bigger donations over the years, but our lead donors came through for us after seeing a spot on WGN News where we had one of our dogs on, and we were having a conversation about what Young at Heart does and what our dream was to open this state-of-the-art home-like facility for senior pets. And John and Rita Canning happened to see that spot on WGN and called our director and gave us the lead donation that we were able to then build and start much sooner than I think we all anticipated. So
that's awesome.
So thankful, so so grateful to them for doing that and for continuing to always be in our corner and be our biggest cheerleaders and our biggest supporters.
Did you find that during the pandemic that you had more adoptions and people were adopting more senior animals?
We did actually close down a little bit during that time to adoptions, because our adoptions were all, we do them in the facility. And so being that the building was closed to not just outside folks, but to our volunteers, we actually didn't process adoptions throughout that time. And then when we were able to, it was a little bit slow, you know, finding the perfect person, family for a senior pet takes time. And so now it's picking up. So whether it's the weather or what, but we've had a great amount of adoptions in the last couple of weeks, and perfect matches. So it was slow then, but it's picking up now.
Well, you find too that with the dogs, they have a shorter lifespan than the cats. So you have to kind of weigh that when you're working with someone who wants to adopt an animal. Let's say it's 12 years old or whatever. You know, how much longer that pet has, especially if it's a dog, and how they look at that. But then again, if you look at the animal and you love its face and its characteristics, I guess that takes care of everything else, doesn't it?
Well, our adopters are the most wonderful people, and they want to give an animal the best of the rest of their life, whatever that is. And so you said about a 12-year-old. We recently adopted a 20-year-old dog. 20. And it's,
wow.
She's a mini Minpin, and 20 years old, came to us, spunky. And again, like you said, you don't know how much more time you have left. You hope it's a nice long amount of time. But even if it's not, this particular couple opened their arms and opened their hearts to her and said, we want to spoil her. And so, yes, the youngest age we rescue is 7. I think she might have been the oldest, 20. Although I think we had a cat that was 21 a few years ago. But yeah, people know that when they're adopting a senior, that it's not necessarily about the quantity of life they have left. It's about giving them the best quality for as long as hopefully possible.
And of course, when they do adopt a pet, they've had all their shots and they've been checked over through your on-site vet, correct?
Soon to be on-site vet, but yes. Yeah, so up until now, we have a couple of vets throughout the area we've been working with since the beginning, and every animal gets seen by our vet, and they have a full geriatric blood panel done. Lumps and bumps, if they need to be removed, get checked and then removed if need be. Dentals. A lot of times we do get a senior animal that needs to be spayed or neutered. All of that's taken care of, and then the adopter gets all of that medical information to be able to then take to their vet to continue the care.
So when you have this room, I'm picturing this room with all these dogs,
mm-hmm.
with a couch over there,
mm-hmm.
and how do they interact where you don't have any fighting or feuding or anything like that going on?
Well, we have a pretty amazing animal care team that works together to introduce slowly and, you know, not just a free-for-all, right, where you open the doors and good luck, you know. So it's done with a lot of care. A lot of the intros are done outside first or through a fence or a gate so that they can just smell and look at each other. And then they're supervised in the yard and making sure that they can interact that way. And then it can be off-leash to see how they are with us around if need be to intervene. And then once they're in the room, it's a staff member or more in there to make sure everybody gets along. We do have acclimation areas, though, so if an animal does need to be separated or put off to the side of the room, we have acclimation pens where they can be in the room with the animals but feel safe that they're behind, you know, a guard, that they can't be bit, or they can get to know each other a little bit safer. Yeah.
So what's the average timeline? But before we get into the timeline, I'm going to take a moment here to just remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. For more information, go to huntleyradio.com and click on Contact Us to get all your questions answered. We're talking to Sandy Pacino from Young at Heart. So my last question was how long does it take to get them to, you know, become adapted to all the other animals in that room?
Sometimes it's immediate, where they're all friends and buddies and they welcome the brand new roommates. And then, yeah. Sometimes it might not ever happen. So that animal might then be going into a foster home. So we have an army of fantastic volunteer foster homes. So sometimes if it doesn't work in our facility, then they have that as an option. But I would say in general, a few days. And then if it's not working, then we do have another area that the animal could be where it might not work in room one, but maybe in room two. Each of us have an animal in our office. And so maybe not originally by choice, but we're all happy we do. But it's that animal that needs to have their own space. And so then that might be an animal that is marketed on our website as needing to be the only pet in someone's home. So it takes us a while to get to know the animal, too, and find out, well, maybe they're not happy living with three or four other dogs or six or seven other cats. They need to be the only one. So we usually can figure that out within a week.
That's great.
Yeah.
How about your volunteer power? Want to tell us about that a little bit?
Superpower, yes. So we have 200-plus volunteers that have, some of them since the beginning, some that just came on board yesterday, as a matter of fact. And they are cheerleaders of our mission that I read before. They do everything from the dirtiest of scrubbing, cleaning, and poop scooping and all of that to being the person that sits on the couch and snuggles and cuddles and gives them the love that they need and gets them ready for their forever home, makes them feel what it's like to be in a home. And they do events for us. They help gather donations for our big fundraisers. They help us secure sponsorships. They're always out there in the community promoting who we are and what we do, and we're super grateful for them.
What's amazing is that most people are having difficulties finding volunteers. It sounds like you've got a ton of them.
We do. Not everybody comes to the Woodstock Adoption Center. So some of them work behind the scenes because we used to be more so in the northwest suburbs. We didn't have a building or a facility, but that's where we were based and that's where all of our events were. So we still have those volunteers, but now we're building a greater amount of volunteers in the Woodstock area. So yeah, we are always looking for more volunteers because so many volunteers that come in, they have different interests and different talents, and we use everybody a little bit differently. So, yeah, we do have, if people want to look on our website's event page, our website is adoptaseniorpet.com, and the events page will always show when the volunteer orientations are going to be.
So how did you pick that location in Woodstock, coming from the northwest suburbs, to go to that location? How did that come about?
Our director was looking at land for a while and originally thought about maybe leasing a building that was already constructed and was just weighing out size and cost, and then found this land out here. We are on 9 acres and decided that this was where we want to be. And so she purchased the land, and then we waited and continue to do fundraisers to be able to get the money to start building. So,
and that's what I was going to ask you. You have some special activities and fundraisers. You want to talk about that a little bit, Sandy?
Yeah. So currently we're excited about our first dog yoga is coming up next Saturday. I think that's May 21st. We do it on site, and you don't really have to like yoga or be a yogi to come. You just have to want to love being outside and hanging out with dogs. But it is a yoga class taught by one of our certified yoga instructors that are working with Young at Heart. Another one is a volunteer. And that is the third Saturday of each month, May through September. Tickets are on our website. So that's an exciting event that we have. Another one that'll start up, I believe, in a couple of weeks is our Catio Cafe. So this is kind of fun for the cat lovers. Outside on our catios, which is the patio for the kitties. You can reserve a spot for an hour, bring up to two friends. It is a $35 donation for that, and it's an hour being outside or inside if the weather's not so nice, hanging out with our kitties and having a good time that way. We have a great associate board. This is a group of volunteers that helps plan other events. And so, and these will all be on our website because I might not remember all the dates exactly. But there's another yoga poses and plants class on June 4th. There's a fishing derby that's coming later in the summer and a free throw contest. All of this, the proceeds go to, 100% of the proceeds go directly back to our animals and their care. And all of this is on our website's event page, so I don't give out wrong dates.
So, Sandy, where's the fishing derby?
The fishing derby, it's June 11th, and it's at Three Oaks Recreation Area in Crystal Lake, Pavilion B to be exact, from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. And so this, it's called Hook, Line, and Shelter Fishing Derby.
Okay.
So all the proceeds benefit all of our seniors. It's only a $25 entry fee. Of course, there will be prizes, and this will be going up on our website with information on how to join later on today.
So maybe we should mention what that website is again for the folks out there.
Our website is adoptaseniorpet.com.
Great. So with all these things going on, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of volunteers, a lot of extra hours, but it's probably because you've got a very, very extensive budget and cost for the animals, the feed and care and everything else, correct?
It does take a lot to be able to keep these guys going. And so without all of our community of supporters and doing all these fundraisers, it'd be very difficult. So we do get wonderful donations of food. It is listed on our website what we do accept for donations for the animals, different foods and medications if somebody wants to donate a medication that their animal doesn't need anymore. But yeah, it does. It takes a lot. The vet bills are probably our very biggest expense. And so to look ahead to our biggest fundraiser of the year, which is up on our website, it's called Silver Paws. And this year it is our theme is an outdoor camping theme, saving s'more senior pets. You know, s'more, like the sweet treat. So,
right.
So
yes.
That's it's on September 24th, and it is in the evening. It's at Pinstripes in South Barrington. And that is our biggest fundraiser of the year that brings us, for the most part, the money that it takes to be able to care for the medical needs of our animals. And so it was a smaller event last year. It was super small the year before because it was just virtual. And so we're crossing our fingers we can make up from the last couple of years. So we're putting it out there, lots of advertising out there about Silver Paws, and hoping we can get a great turnout this year.
Well, that's great. Those are the kind of things that you need. And I'm sure with some of these pets, you've got some of the dogs, for example, you've probably got quite a variety of different breeds, don't you?
Mm-hmm. So we have in our junior dog den, just to give you a little bit of an example, there's a bonded pair that came in, and the female is, her name is Rizzo, and she's a Boston Terrier, and her brother is a pug. And so the two of them, they're adorable and they're sweet, and they were relinquished by their owner, but they're getting so much love and they're going to make somebody super duper happy. And they're roommates to a bonded pair of Chihuahuas in that same room, and they did not have names coming in, so we named them Joey and Chandler after the friends, Joey and Chandler.
Right, okay.
And they're a hoot, and so they're going to be a fantastic addition to someone's family. And we have a bigger dog room. We call that the main dog den. And this is where we have a couple of hounds that let us know when somebody comes to the front door. We have a built-in doorbell.
Alarm system.
Exactly. So they're a lot of fun. And you had mentioned Nova earlier. She is doing wonderful. She's getting great care and doing better and better every day. And she lives with a couple of our sanctuary pets, and I know we didn't talk about this yet, but these are animals who stay in the Young at Heart family under our care for the rest of their lives, either because of maybe a medical condition or other conditions. And so she's got some great roommates in there that are helping her to heal and keeping her happy.
So when you do adopt, is there a fee for whether it's a dog, a cat, or a donation that you request from the folks?
Mm-hmm. So to adopt a cat, it's $100. To adopt a dog, it's $200. and senior citizens half price. And so that includes, of course, all of the vet paperwork that we talked about from as far back as we have it, and our support for the remainder of the animal's life. A lot of people do love to keep in touch and let us know how the animal's doing. And if they ever need advice or anything else, we're always right there to help.
Well, we want to thank you for all your time today, Sandy. The folks out there, you've been listening to the 101.5 FM WHRULP Huntley Community Radio Station. And we want to be sure that you go to huntleyradio.com and click on Contact Us for any information you may need. And Sandy has been with us, but you know, from Young at Hearts, and we hope that she continues to have success with her organization. And we thank you for being here, Sandy.
Thank you for having me on your show.